an update on mom's situation, her health, and all of her schedule changes, all that and more on the next episode of the Coffee Sessions podcast. So stay tuned. Do not go away. Hey, what's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Coffee Sessions podcast. I am, of course, your humble host, Stephen A. Davidson. And today, I thought I'd go ahead and do an update on mom's health condition and what all's plans are coming up and more. So, let's go ahead and get started. It is a brisk but cold 50 degrees Fahrenheit here in Southwest Virginia. It's about 6 minutes to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And basically, sunny weather outside, but still not warm enough for me. So let's go ahead and get started. All right. As you all know, mom's got to have one of her kidneys removed due to cancer. She's doing great. You never know. She's got that situation going on. She's handling everything like a champ. She's doing well. And there have been some schedule changes and appointments added. Next Tuesday, on March the 26th, she has to go for a CT scan. She's done had her MRI. Not this past Monday, but last week on the 11th, she done had her MRI, which was hard for her to do and kind of painful to do and whatnot. She was telling me about it. And next Tuesday, on March the 26th, she's got to go and have a CT scan in the building next to where I used to go at Fontaine Research Park at University of Virginia, Charlottesville. And then she goes back to the urology lab and meets with Dr. Stephen Culp. We've looked him up on YouTube and seen him do some videos for UVA and whatnot. And seems like a nice man and whatnot, and very dedicated to this specific field. So he's one of the two surgeons that she's done met, Lady Stacy Krupski. We don't know if she's going to be involved with the surgery or not. Apparently, he needs more assistance for this specific type of surgery, which he's a specialist in, and he won't be able to do the surgery until April the 25th, so it has been moved to a later date. Her initial surgery was April the 11th, but they have moved it to April the 25th. And Monday, we got to do the CT scan. She's got to meet with the doctor, and then she's got to meet with the anesthesiologist. And we'll head back up there on the 25th, probably, and go from there. So that's the good thing. And so far, everything seems to be doing extremely well, whatnot. So still keep praying for us and wishing us well, and hopefully this will be over in no time. And hopefully things will go extremely well and she'll be okay. From what I hear and seen, there's been several people that's had this issue and they're still doing extremely well, living a very nice group of lives after the procedure was done. So that's what's going on as it stands right now. And hopefully we'll figure out what's going on and go from there. So thank you for watching, and we'll see you guys again real soon. Take care and God bless. Later.